Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Teak, we're getting to the point now where it's almost time to stop talking and to start doing. We have talked about this draft and the myriad prospects at the quarterback position for so long, and one of the first names we really got into, Sam Darnold. This started, of course, last year, the great Rose Bowl, and he came off the bench and he saved their season, and it's been an amazing journey since. And the draft a couple of days away, and Sam Darnold is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. We had him at the Super Bowl in Minnesota, and he liked it so much he's back. Sam, how are you today, Sam?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing really well, man. Really well.
Good. Sam, I'm wondering, because you're right here at the finish line before you just find out which team is going to be your home for the next few years. And I'm wondering if this is exciting still, or are you just utterly exhausted? Because I know this process is not easy, especially for you quarterbacks.
No, I'm just soaking it all in. I mean, it's been amazing. The whole process, I mean, this last week has gone by really slow. You know, it seems like it was forever ago when I was playing that Rose Bowl game, and then, you know, that was only really a year ago. So it's just, it's all gone by pretty fast, but this whole week is going really slow leading up to the draft, and I'm just really excited to be part of a team again and meet my teammates, my coaches, and the whole organization.
Now, your expectation has to be, I want to go number one overall. Will you be disappointed if you do not go number one?
No, I won't be disappointed, because I know that, you know, whatever team I go to, they want me for who I am and the player that I am. So I know that, you know, these GMs and these owners and, you know, the top executives for some of these teams in the front office, they have tough decisions to make. And if they don't feel 100% good on me and what I can do, then, you know, I don't want to go to that team. So I think whatever team ends up picking me is going to be the right fit. It's just a matter of who that is, and, you know, I guess we'll find out on Thursday.
No doubt. We'll find out real soon. You know what's interesting, too, Sam? You know, all of your peers, whether it's Josh Rosen, and a lot of this stuff is unfair. This is just the way the draft process mm-hmm. goes. And you'll say, as you get deep into an NFL career and you see players who are getting drafted while you're a pro, you'll see what they're going through. You'll see it differently. But trust us, because we've been doing this for a while, this is the slant that it takes. There's something that's picked apart, and it is what it is. So you hear about Josh Rosen's personality. You hear about Allen and his accuracy issues. You hear about Mayfield and his height and maybe some decision-making. You are probably I think he's been subject to the least criticism.
Agree.
The one thing that pops up, to be fair, is the turnovers mm-hmm. at USC, trying to make a little something out of nothing. But do you read this stuff? How do you process any knocks you may have heard about your game? It can't be too fun when somebody says that you can't do something. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the criticisms are fair. Whenever someone talks about my turnovers and all that stuff, I mean, it's totally fair. You know, the tape doesn't lie. So, you know, it but at the same time, you know, it is what it is. You know, I did have an issue with fumbling the ball, and, you know, some would say I had an issue, you know, with the picks, but at the same, you know, I know what it takes to fix that, and I've done everything in my power this offseason to get right to fixing it. So I'm just going to continue to work hard at it and do my best to fix all those issues, which is all I can do. And then whatever people say about me after that is really nothing I can control, just like the whole draft process. So, again, if I spent too much time worrying about that, I'd be worried about the wrong thing.
It's a good attitude. There you go, Togo. And no surprise, though, yeah. Sam's been level-headed since he burst on the scene. Everybody who knows him raves about his temperament. That's Sam Darnold, of course, from USC with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Sam, speaking about this offseason, it's not like the other skill positions where, or rather really all positions, where you're working on getting stronger, you're working on getting faster. You actually work on becoming a better NFL-style quarterback. And I know you've been working out with Jordan Palmer. What kind of things has he taught you that are going to be important for your next stage of your professional career?
Yeah, he's taught me a lot of things. He's taught me how to play the quarterback position in a more efficient way, which is something that we've really talked about and something we're excited about, because I think I've grown a ton this offseason, not just with, you know, some of the things I'm able to do with my lower body that allows me to throw the ball a little bit harder and, you know, and become more efficient in my throwing motion and everything like that. But also, you know, off the field, just looking at teams and understanding defenses, what they might be trying to do to me, and getting tips from guys who have been in the league, not just Jordan, but other guys as well. Their experiences have really helped me. And, you know, just being around some of those players, but especially Jordan, it's been amazing this off season. And, you know, I think he's the best one to do it. You know, the way that he approaches the draft process is amazing. I know that Josh Allen and Kyle Allen would say the same thing. So it's just been amazing working with him, and he's taught us so many lessons that we're going to take with us to the next level.
And if I'm not mistaken, you actually work out with Josh Allen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so as much, and you guys have become pretty close and pretty tight here, so there's a bond and a union, but let's face it, you're both competitive here, so you're both trying to become the first overall pick. How do you, you know, navigate the competitive waters that we know are going to pop up? It's just natural. You're a competitor, so is he.
Yeah, it's natural. I mean, everyone, you know, whether you're in Pop Warner, you're in high school, whether you're in college, you want to be number one. It's what we all strive for. So I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'd love to be the number one pick. He would love to be the number one pick too, but, you know, it can't be both of us. So
yeah, true.
We understand that. And, you know, whenever we were working out, it wasn't awkward or anything like that. It was just really fun. You know, we made it fun for each other. Being able to work out, you know, with each other and compete in that format was really fun. Like if I would rip a throw, you know, on the sideline, and he would try to make the same throw just a little bit better. So it was just competing like that every single day was really fun for, you know, a player like his caliber to be able to play, you know, and compete with him. It's just really fun. And, you know, I think we really grew a lot being around each other.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, training with Kyle as well was amazing too. And training with Jordan Palmer too.
So we're talking to Sam Dardle, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. And obviously, you know, for months we've been stacking up the draft board. This could happen. This might happen. Watch out for this team. This trade might happen. There's all sorts of possibilities. Obviously, in a couple of days we'll get our answer. But here's what I want to know from you, Sam, because I look at the top couple of spots here. Obviously, the Browns, I mean, 50-50. If it's not you, I think it's Allen. And my personal opinion, we've been saying this for a while, I don't think it would be anybody other than you or Josh Allen, myself. That's what I believe with the Browns.
Yep.
But where I think it gets really interesting is the Giants at number two, because their new GM, Dave Gettleman, hasn't really revealed many cards. We know that Eli's not a kid, but he can still play a little bit, and the Giants are rarely this high in the draft. Do you have a sense that the Giants really like you? Because there's such a split division on what they might do. Would you be surprised if you're on the board when they selected number two and they didn't take you?
You know, I think every team that I've met with, I feel like, has really liked me. And, you know, the Giants were one of those teams that I met with. So I'm not sure. I don't know what anyone's going to do come draft day. I just know that, again, you know, whatever team I do end up on,
yep,
is the right team. So I'm really excited for that opportunity to play with them, play with whatever franchise wants to take me. But I don't know what's going to happen at all.
No, I got you. But let me put it this way here. Sam Darnold, of course, with us here on Tiki and Tierney. If the Browns were to take you at one, you're going to be playing this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to be getting a football. If it's not week one, it very well might be. You're going to be playing quite a bit. If it were the Giants, same with the Jets at three. If it's the Giants at two, if Eli stays healthy, Eli's going to play. So do you have would you be okay with, and don't just give us the answer you think they want to hear. I mean, you want to play, right? Would you be okay going to a team that's got an established veteran and you had to wait a little while before you actually played?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I think, obviously, you know, as a competitor, you want to get on the field right away and be able to learn from experience. But I think there's something to be said for, you know, sitting out a year, you know, maybe not that long, but I think there's something to be said for it. You know, I sat out, I had a redshirt year at USC, and it was the best thing for me, in my opinion. I was able to play scout team quarterback and learn a lot. I learned from a lot of my mistakes and grew from it. And I was able to, you know, really master the offense before I got into a game, which was really key for me as well. So there's two ways of looking at it. You know, you can go on the field, you know, week one, start right away, learn from experience and, you know, learn the playbook as you kind of grow into the system. And then you can just sit the first year, maybe the first half of the season, and learn that way. Learn by sitting and, you know, just kind of evaluating from the sideline, you know, learning how to study a defense, maybe the way a veteran like Eli Manning does it.
Yeah.
So I think just doing that would be amazing in itself, either way.
Sam, K Jewelers and you have teamed up for Mother's Day. Tell us a little bit about this, because I know that your mother is a big inspiration, like she is with a lot of us athletes and really just men in general. Tell us about this a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm sitting right next to her, she's been such a huge influence in my life. Obviously, I wouldn't be here without her. So, it's just every single Mother's Day, it's hard for me to kind of describe the way that, you know, I love her. And I should also mention my daddy's sitting right next to me.
You better.
Well.
But we know we say, hey, mom. We don't say, hey, dad. We say, hey, mom. Give dad the dap and the hug afterwards.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just not able to explain how much I love him. And sometimes it's also just kind of a little weird if I really did explain it to them. And so it's just really nice to be able to get him such a great gift.
Yeah.
From K Jewelers. And all you got to do is, you know, for whoever's out there trying to buy a gift for their mom, it's all you do is go to K.com. That's the website. And then you go to any K Jeweler store in America and you buy a great, you know, whatever it is, necklace, a ring, anything you want, any type of bracelet, anything. So it's just really any gift from K Jewelers is amazing. They make, you know, any mom look good.
Nice.
And she's also going to wear it at the draft.
Oh, nice.
Which will
there
be really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be really nice. She'll show off her bling there.
Nice.
And awesome. It's really a perfect gift to just be able to describe that, you know, unconditional love that we have for one another, and it's really the perfect gift.
No, I like that. It's www.k.com. Sam, before we let you go, I live this dream as well, getting ready for draft day. I played golf with my brother, wasn't at the draft like you're going to be, but
still has the same handicap, by the way, that he did 20 years
I
ago.
My brother's about 20 lower than mine now. But my question is, this is a dream that I think a lot of kids have when they're kids, you know, they're 5, 10, 6, whatever it may be. Here you are about to realize it. What do you think back to that, and what's the emotion coming forward for you? Because this is going to happen for you, and you're going to get drafted pretty high and hopefully have a really long and successful career.
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. But, you know, I don't know what it's like. You know, I've gotten a little glimpse of it these past 4 months, or past 3.5 or 4 months, but I really think, with all the time I'm going to be spending playing football, with that being my profession now, I think I'm going to get so much better. And I'm going to see a lot of growth for myself. And I do understand that it's a process. You know, wherever I go, I'm going to have to work really hard. And, you know, I'm not going to demand leadership right away. You know, I need to earn it.
Yeah.
I need to work my way into that leadership role,
mm-hmm.
Which I did at USC. And just kind of go about it the natural way, which I think I'm really good at. But at the same time, yeah, I understand it's a process, and that's what I love about it. I love studying film and getting better and, you know, getting stronger, all those things. So it's just, I understand it's a process, but I'm really excited for it.
It's awesome.
We're happy for you. Really nice getting to know you a little bit early throughout the process here, the early stages. And I'll tell you what, I think any eyes that weren't open towards Sam Darnold, and most were, your pro day in the rain, in the sideways rain, I think that may have converted a few people who were kind of 50-50. You seem to revel that day, getting a chance to show people, hey, it's wet, I could still fling it. You took that thing by the horn.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, whenever I get the opportunity to fling it, whether it's, you know, rain or shine, is awesome. So let's try to take advantage of it.
Nice.
It's what competitors do.
Good luck, Sam.
Enjoy the night, pal. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.